Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Optimize Your Life show on Friday, December, what is it here already? We're looking early in the early month of December here, and the time is flying already. It's the 10th, and the first Friday of the month is the holiday season. We want to welcome everyone to the show today. And we're kicking off the holiday season of renewed in joy and the vibrant deliverance of our Savior. And if you're a faith person of faith, and if you're not, I hope you'll listen to the message this year, because the message of hope and love and the hope of the world is being delivered to us. And that's what we celebrate in this season. And it's why people get so happy and they get into a emotion and thought process of being able to think outside themselves. And we're proud of that. We're proud of the fact that what we're doing is we're working to achieve to help others by helping them help others. My name is Ron Clayton. I host a show on several different days, but today I'm really just a guest host. We will have shortly a dear friend joining us on the call who is an American hero. And boy, do we need more of those today more than ever. We just lost another hero, a man of service, a man who gave his life up for his country, lived a life of, well, you know, he recovered from injuries from the war, and he turned the tragedy of his health into a victory walk and an example for others. And we're so proud to have Senator Bob Dole, who even ran for president a couple times. So we honor him. We salute him today for his service as one of the great American heroes. Speaking of American heroes, I am so proud to introduce to you as my friend, my business partner, a spiritual mentor, and really just a great guy to hang around with. And his name is Captain Len Cain. Captain, welcome to the show.
Well, I'm honored to be here with you, my friend. This is fun. Every Friday at high noon on the East Coast and 9 a.m. here in sunny Southern California, right across the bridge from San Diego, it's a little town called Coronado. And we're happy to share so many wonderful things and opportunities and wonderful ways to share kindness throughout the world. Wow. Thank you kindly for the introduction, my friend. Back over to
you,
sir.
Well, it's always such a... It's such an honor to do that, Len, and I know as the show is going to go by today, I'm sure there'll be different people that will pop on, and this time of year, there's a lot of people, there's holiday parties going on, office parties, there's celebrations. As I mentioned right now, there's a funeral going on in Washington, D.C. for one of our great American heroes, a man who believed in He fought war, and he served us, but then he went on to serve us in the area of politics in a way that with integrity. And we'll miss him because he's one of the last remaining of the great, they always say this, is the greatest generation, the men and women like yourself that went off to war to fight for the principles of freedom, honor, loyalty, faith, and family. I'm telling you, there isn't anything better that somebody could do than to lay down their life for your friend. And you, my friend, are our friend. And so, I just relate back to the fact that Senator Bob Dole is being honored at this National Cathedral today. And we just wanted to acknowledge that as we do. And as we move forward in this holiday season of recognizing greatness, greatness comes from very, very small beginnings. You know, the person who walked the earth 2,000 years ago was tiny in the world. 2,000 years ago was a tiny little babe in the middle of nowhere in a place called Bethlehem. Where? It was Bethlehem was sort of like the nobody of cities or villages in the whole country of Israel and the countryside at that time of the year, in that time in the Middle East. It was nowhere. It was like the outpost. And yet from that very spot, a bright star came over that area, and the glory of God decided to join us in this world and to give us a gift. Wow. What a gift. What better gift was there than him to give himself to us? And so we celebrate that in great ways and every way we can. And at the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society, as organizations that are committed to building and in today's world, surviving this world and helping to create an army of people committed to be able to serve and bring out the best in each other. And, you know, when you're doing that, you can't have a clenched fist or a clenched heart when you're giving. When you're lifting someone up, you're recognizing there's somebody who has maybe done more than you. Maybe there's somebody who is willing or has demonstrated a courage that you and I might not even think we have. But they go ahead and do that, and they do it for the sake of honoring somebody, honoring something, a cause. And boy, oh boy, what better one do we have than this time of year to have the joy of the Holy Spirit working in our lives to bring us closer together and to bring relief from all that's not so good out there. Len, you are probably one of the most magnificent gentlemen that extols in every way you live, every way you carry out your life, every way you've been working forever to be able to show that love, kindness, and leadership. You know, it doesn't happen by accident. Someone has to step out. And when you step out, a lot of times what happens when you step out of the crowd, you get tomatoes thrown at you. And quite frankly, nobody gets away with getting away with, because there's people out there that have a word jealous in their heart. And I'm not going to talk about jealous except to know that when you come across someone like that, say a prayer for them under your breath. Not because you're better than them, but say a prayer for them because they might be hurting in a way. And the only way they know how to deal with life is to lash out. And so we can be kind and show them a love that they may not recognize anywhere else but through you and me. So I know, Len, you created a program called the Kindness Program. And it is going to be cutting edge. Last week actually was the National Day of Kindness. I don't know if you caught that. It was announced on the news media as the National Day of Kindness. And that was right when you were kicking off the kindness campaign. Len, you want to take a couple minutes and share? I know many people may already know about the Hope of the Golden Rule Society and the wonderful things that it is and has been doing for 50 years. But tell us about the new kindness campaign and where we're going with that, what we're look to accomplish.
Well, thank you kindly, Ron. God bless you for all the wonderful things you do and have been doing and continue to do. And I appreciate that. And yes, through the wonderful association of friends and the senior advisors that we have in the Golden Rule Society charity. And as Ron said, we're going on our 50th anniversary coming up in a few months. And what it is, we're all non-paid volunteers helping to make it a better world, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have a paper and a pencil handy, be ready to take down some notes and some wonderful opportunities to take advantage of the gifts that we have and we've been giving for all these years. As I said, we're all non-paid volunteers, and I do this whenever I make presentations on TV, radio, in person, that I'm not selling anything, and that's the good thing. We're just here, and how it goes is share the gift of giving and help make it a better world. And our Golden Rule Society Charities kindness campaign is very simple. With love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace and joy in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And what it is, people call it part of the good Lord's 11th commandment, where he said, share the love that I give you with others. That's simple and powerful. He gives us his love, and all we have to do is share it with others. And what a gratifying feeling that is. And as Ron mentioned, I started off pretty down in the dumps, if you will. I was a coal miner's kid. And my dad came from another country, but there he was working in a coal mine. He finished the third grade. Next thing you know, he's working for the coal miner company. And wouldn't you know, when I was 8 years old, he had an accident, which destroyed his capability to use his left hand. And here he is, he's a coal miner with one arm, if you will, one hand. So for 3 years, when I was 8, 9, and 10 years old, talk about a tough beginning, I delivered the newspapers. We have 100 customers, and I earned a dollar a day, $30 a month, and that was paying the rent on our home. Can you imagine how many kids these days are 8, 9, 10 years old paying the rent on their home? But that was something we had to do. And my mother gave me the best advice I've ever had, and I still think of it on a day-to-day basis. When I was going off to the Navy after high school, she said, Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, she said, be kind. Now, if that wonderful guidance has stayed with me for all these many, many years, why not try it your own self, by golly? So the kindness campaign is what it is. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And that's what it's all about. And that same attitude, and Ron, you'll probably mention it, but over the years, I've been honored to receive 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize, just practicing that simple guidance, treating others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Wouldn't it be a better world if we would all just practice that? Because Lord knows, the world sure needs it nowadays. Why are we fighting with one another? Why are we killing each other? Wouldn't it be nicer to just be kind with one another, treating everybody the way you want to be treated? And that's what it's all about. I call it the KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. And we are all here to serve. As God said, share the love that I give you with others. And we're just going on and on with it. The kindness campaign, we gave it the official start on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 2021. And we're continuing. It's going not only nationwide, but worldwide. And why not? And basically, it's sharing the gift that I'm giving you to help make it a better world. And here's what you do. I ask you to write this down. It's our Golden Rule Society website. And again, I'm not selling anything. These are the gifts for you and for yours. And you can share this with your family, your friends, your neighbor, your church, your charity. Why not? And I'll give you a list of all the wonderful things that you're going to find on the website. And there are many of them. I don't have time to cover them all, but you'll find them there. Because if I did tell you everything we're doing that are gifts for you, why golly, you know what's going to happen is that I'd be here for another week and a half, for crying out loud. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's very simple. Write it down. Very typical. www. We all know that. And it's Golden Rule Society, all in one word. GoldenRuleSociety.org. org. And again, it's a charity. So what you do is when you get there, go online and take advantage of all the things that are listed. And I'll mention a few of them for you. One of them, which I kind of like, because I spent a quarter of a century as a Navy fighter pilot, the East Coast Top Gun and the Old Navy Top Gun, and served in combat, did all the wonderful things that we're supposed to do to help make it a better world. And following that, I became an airline pilot for another 30 years. And I did a lot of traveling, obviously. So I put together this program with a lot of good help from the host of the show, Mr. Ron Clayton. And it's called The Wise Traveler. So when you're on the site, click on Wise Traveler. You just put your name and address in there. And then whenever you want to go on a trip, be it on a cruise ship or sailing on, or traveling on an airplane, a train, bus, whatever you want to do, you're going to get discounts up to 85%. Unbelievable. And like I said, and an old airline pilot, I know what traveling is all about. And when you can save that kind of money, why not take advantage of it? Or you can call the airline, as an example, and say, I want to go from the East Coast to the West Coast. And they said, okay, this is what it's going to cost you. Thank you very much. You sign up and you put it on your credit card and you pay the money. Or you go on Wise Traveler, sign in, and what you do as you're a member, then you want to fly on the same airline, you contact the airline. I'm a member of the Wise Traveler program. And they said, oh, good for you. Here's your discount. Instead of, as an example, I'm just picking numbers. Instead of paying $1,000, no, you'll only pay $500. Wow. Why pay 100% when you can get discounts? And it doesn't cost you anything to join. And it's free and full information. A lot of times they'll say, okay, the cost is $1,000. I'm picking round numbers, of course. And then you find out, yeah, $1,000. Oh, yes, but then there are service charges, and there you have to pay the taxes. With the Wise Traveler program, if they say this is how much it costs, it includes the fees and any taxes. So you know what you're getting before you get there, before you commit. And that's just being honest with people and upfront and courteous and kind. So that's just one. Wise Traveler. And the people that I talk to, and I talk to a lot of people, charities, churches, organizations that have people, are all kind of members, and they say, hey, can we share this with all of the teachers in our organization? Can we share it with this? Absolutely, you can share it with anybody that you like. And why not? And what they'll do is appreciate it. And one of the churches said, and many of them said this, but one in particular, the church that we go to, say, now, if somebody saves $1,000 or something like that, again, round numbers, and maybe I tell them about it, and I say, oh, by the way, if you save $1,000, do you think you could, say, give 10% of that to the church? Now, somebody could say, oh, no, I wouldn't want to save $1,000 because you told me, and I'm not going to give you 10%. That makes no sense at all. I think anybody who accepts and receives some kindness should reciprocate in kind, returning the kindness. And that's what we hear again. I said it over and over again. Share the love, share the kindness. It's our Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign. Simple as that. Does that make a lot of sense? Yes. Why not? And again, I'll stress this, you help make it a better world by sharing the gifts that we share with you. Now, here's another one. It's a prescription discount program. I mean, the doctor gives you a prescription, and he said, you need this medicine. So here it is, you go get it. You take it right down to the pharmacy, and you pay the top dollar. Or you can take it, and as a member of what we call the prescription discount program, you get discounts. Instead of paying $100 for a prescription, maybe you'll pay $50. Prices vary, and I'm just using the numbers as examples. But why not? If you've had the dollars in your pocket, you're going to have to. You can pay for your gasoline. You can pay for the heating, oil for your home, gifts and books for your children to go to school and make better students. Why not do it? There it is. I've given you the Wise Traveler, and I've given you the prescription discount program. It's on the website. All you have to do, check it out. We have another program that's called, which I do use all the time. And instead of sending emails to people, which I do, you have to respond to folks. In many cases, what I do is I have, it's called your video emails. You click on it, and you become a member. And this is not free, but it's reasonable. It's the best program that I have found. And why not? Because what you do is instead of sending an email, typing it out, and they read it, what you do is you click on, and you're in your office, or you're at home, you do a short video, a minute or two, however long you want. The person who receives your email, they click on it and says, click here to play the video. They turn it off, and there you are with your smiling face. Your personality is coming through. And when you say, hello, friend, hello, cousin, hello, mom and dad, how are you today? And your personality shines through. And they can respond to you. They can become members. Like I said, there is a fee. But it's really worth it. Let me assure you that. Because in our charity, when we tell people about, here are the benefits that you can receive, right now you're listening to a radio show. In many cases, you can listen and see who's speaking. And you say, oh, look at that. Oh, look at the background. He's got a nice picture of his family and the kids and whatever personality and whatever shiny light that you have with the spirit within you, people can see, love, and appreciate. So that's just three of them, and three is my favorite number, by the way, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But there's another one that called Success for You. Now, this is something I really put the pressure on, and I really am serious about it. Because success for you, it's educational, motivational, inspirational, character building, stuff from the people of the and here it is in a nutshell. If you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. And I always tell people, I'd give you a money-back guarantee, but I can't because it's free. Now, who would want to turn something that down? It's there for the taking. And we have what we call, put it together, it's called an action plan for living. These are all the wonderful things that you do. And I always ask people, why bother to make the mistakes that others have made? They've made the mistakes. You're going to learn from their mistakes. You don't have to make the same mistakes over again. That doesn't make any sense, as you can imagine. So learn from others. There it is. That's available to you. You have an action plan for living. You have an action plan for business. These are the positive things that people who are in business to serve, and we are here to serve. That's the KISS program, remember? Keep it simple, serving. And by making the life better for others, they're going to help make lives better for you. Simple as that. Why not try it? There it is. Success for you. All is that. It's there for the taking. Wow. And it doesn't stop there, ladies and gentlemen. And I should get off my high horse because I don't want to take up the whole show. But there's another one that's called Hope for You. Now, we're on the Hope radio show right now. And what a small world it is. the founder of the HOPE program, is a gentleman by the name of, oh, it tugs at my heartstrings, Joel Gripping is his name, was his name. Sadly, he's gone now. He died of cancer a couple months ago. And we miss him. We love him. He was a wonderful personality, brilliant man. And he was, his doctorate was in mathematics. Just terrific. He's a good Christian man, a brother. And small world, I mentioned, he played football on the same football team in northeastern Pennsylvania, Mansfield University, where my high school football coach went to school. Years later, I got to meet Joel Gripping. And I became a part of the HOPE program. His mother's name was Hope. Hope spelled out honesty, organization, persistence, and enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm, ever you want to be enthusiastic, don't you? The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek letters. It means entheos, which means the spirit within. Anybody that's enthusiastic is showing that spirit that's within us. So that's the HOPE program. And I became a part of the program in the HOPE organization. And Joel Gripping was one of the senior advisors in our Golden Rule Society charity. We've got a bunch of senior advisors. Matter of fact, Ron Clayton, who's now going to be the president of the HOPE program, HOPE Collection, he was one of our senior advisors. And the list goes on. Wonderful people who are specialists and marvelous people. And again, whenever they do a good job, I said, I'm going to double your salary. And they all laughed because two times nothing is still nothing. They're all non-paid volunteers, as I am, as my wife is. And we've been doing this for almost 50 years. And people say, why are you doing it? I said, well, just trying to busy doing the work of the Lord. And I also tell people I only do it 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, but I get the rest of the time off. And they also, Len, that's kind of corny, isn't it? I said, yes, but a little levity goes a long way, so I hope you made a giggle a little bit. But anyway, there it is, hope for you. Wonderful opportunities to make your life better, again, in different ways. Wow. And that's available to you. And we have another one. We're all concerned about our health, right? So in the list on the Golden Rule Society website, it's called Intiva Health. And I'm a partner in that program. And the gentleman that founded the program, Intiva Health, is a one-legged Marine. And he lost his leg in combat. And he was going back to college after he was medically retired in Texas and going to school, sharp individual, technologically wise. And he started saying, hey, I've got this idea, this guy. And anyway, in a long story short, he formed the Intiva Health Program. And with the technology, it's called Hashcraft, doesn't matter what it's called, the technology is incredible because just three, four, 5 years ago it was, we were selected as number one organization in the world. I'll say that again, ladies and gentlemen, in the world, supporting the medical industry. And there are some medical professionals, doctors, nurses, scientists, what have you, they're unaware of it. So do yourself a favor, your doctor a favor, tell them about this Intiva Health. Membership is free. Doctors get there and they go there and say, this is fantastic. And they say, look, they log in and they tell you, this is what I'm trying to do. And they find out some other people are trying to do the same thing. So they get together, the synergy of two or three people working on the same project, which means that the production is increased in speed and technology, and people were saving lives, human lives. So I tell people about it because it's something you just can't pass up. You say, well, yeah, I don't have time for that. Well, some people who really need it do have time for it. the professionals in the medical industry. And being number one in the world is a nice feeling inside the mind and inside the heart. So what I don't do this, Ron, again, I don't want to be dominating. So why don't I get off my high horse, turn it back over you for a while, and I've got more stories to tell. And I'll be here to help out in any way that I can for the rest of the show. God bless you all. Back over to you, Ron. Thank you for the opportunity to share and help make it a better world. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Captain Len Kane. I have to share. I have to embellish a little bit of what you just shared, because the dynamics of what you shared, it's almost hard to get a grasp on just how far-reaching, how uplifting, and how successful that the Intiva organization has become in the world. Quite frankly, we wouldn't have any of the vaccines that we have today without the medical informational processing systems that Intiva, the former Marine founder of the Intiva organization, Andrew Congelario. I mess up his name. I apologize for that. But this man is a genius, surrounding himself with folks that are just absolutely genius. And they created some informational highway programs that take and are able to transfer information in milliseconds. Millions and millions of bits of information can be transferred safely from one company to another, one organization to another, one doctor to another. And on the micro scale, having to do with, like I said, we wouldn't have been able to accomplish having vaccines in less than 9 months. It has never happened in the history of the world. And Intiva was totally a part of making that happen. As a result, this company is very well respected, and its value was incredible in the marketplace. And so we're privileged to have a connection with that through you, Len. And they have programs that each of us as individuals and with our doctors and our whatever community we're in, you can take advantage of programs that they have, and there are a bunch of them. I encourage people to go online and take a look at, go to the Golden Rule Society and get connected with Intiva through GRS. Now, I'll wait for your call coming in, Len, comes over. I have somebody knocking at my door, and I'm waiting. I'm expecting a medical supply company to come here, so let me just get up here and walk to my door so I can do this.
Take your time, Ron. Take your time. We're here to help. Hi. And we're here to serve.
Okay, hang on one second.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Ron is taking care of the medical delivery service there, I'll mention the gentleman that he mentioned. His name is Alexander Candelario. And what a wonderful man he is. And let me give you a simple example, something that most everybody can understand. What happens is when people,
thank you.
Let's say that a doctor finishes his medical degree, goes through all the programs and does it all, studies for maybe 8 years. And he's now say, okay, you're legally, you're a medical doctor, but first you have to be certified. And in many cases, the certification process takes as much as 3 to 6 months. Unbelievable. So a guy or a gal gets to be a doctor, but they can't practice because the certification has not yet come. It takes 3 to 6 months. With the Intiva Health Program, guess how long it takes? A matter of minutes. Now, why would any person who just got their medical degree want to hang around for 3 to 6 months when they can go to the Intiva Health Program and say, here it is, here's my proof. It's checked out. Matter of minutes. The MD, doctorate, he can hang up his sign and see his first patients to start helping to save lives and better lives. So that's just a wonderful organization. And I hope that I tell the people at Antiva that we talk about the Antiva Health Program, because we want the world to know about all the wonderful things that are available to them just by going to our website for openers, goldenrulesociety.org, and or to go directly to Antiva Health. They can find it one place or the other, but the interesting and the important thing, they can get the information they need to make them better servants of the people who need their time and their talents. And you're welcome to come on back in, Ron, whenever you're ready. I hope
I'm
some all
set
medicine
to go.
Is going to help you find.
I bet he's back. Len, I'd like to add another bit of knowledge that I've learned about Antiva. Antiva has been in the cutting edge of development of pharmaceutical. You know, we talked about information transfer, information communications that Antiva is on the cutting edge of. Another area they've been on the cutting edge of, you probably, everybody who's been has watched any TV has seen commercials where all these pharmaceutical and vitamin companies, nutritional companies, are now putting their products in gummy bears or gummy whatever, tab, instead of a tablet or multiple pills. They have these chewable gummies. And the research and the process of taking and converting the medications or the vitamins or the nutrition into that form to be able to take it, cutting-edge development was done by Antiva. And so they are suppliers to several companies of the process, the product and the process for them to get their product to marketplace utilizing the gummy bear. I call it the gummy bear because it's easy when I say it. Most people know what that is. So that's another area that Antiva has been strategic in. They are the breadth of what this company is doing. And the services they offer are worth looking into. I'd like to come back, Len, on. Can I change course for a couple of minutes and share another an idea? I have a proposal, and I didn't talk to you about this, so this is a surprise, Len. But I know what energy and effort that you put into to create the kindness campaign. And what I'd like to do, I know that you have created a recognition program for people who are going to take advantage in the next, let's say the next year, to become a part of the kindness campaign. And they're going to, when you do that, you register, and then you're going to demonstrate that you've been kind to other people through communicating a message or messages that you're going to provide, Len Cain and Golden Rule Society is going to provide, that simply we can send out to communicate to people about being kind, being part of it. And what I'd like to do, you know that I own a travel agency. I own a company, amongst other businesses. And what I want to propose today, on today's show, in front of the world, I'll have it in writing for you through the weekend, Len, but here's what I'd like to do. Either on the East Coast or the West Coast, North Coast or South Coast, we're going to choose somebody who really goes all out and again, registers for the kindness campaign and then gets involved and does it, takes the action behind it. And whoever that person is in the next year, we'll put a deadline on it. Maybe when you're in Buffalo at the National 4th of July ceremony. Just a moment, please. I got a guy knocking at my door again. Medical guy. What I'd like to do is I'm proposing. Can you give me 1 minute? I'm dangling you for a moment. Give me a moment to go answer this door, and I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, I'll fill in for you while you're taking care of the necessity.
Okay,
to keep
so I have a surprise that we're going to do.
Okay. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I talked to you earlier about how to spell hope, which is we all have in our heart. And a dear friend, his name is Brad Dorsey, with a great sense of humility and just humility, helping others. He spells hope, H-O-P-E. It means help one person every day. So live your life of hope. Help at least one person every day. And when he told me that, I said, Brad Thorsey, you're light years ahead of everybody, because that's why we're here, to serve. And I stress that all the time. And it's kind of fun, because when you say, when you hold a door for somebody, or you say thank you, or appreciate, or some act of kindness, well, they always smile at you and say, oh, well, thank you very much. And it puts a smile on your face to know that you just made something simple as that. And, of course, it could be more substantial. My dear wife, she works at our church at the what they call the thrift shop. And there was a fellow yesterday when she was working there. She's one of the managers. And he's going off to the East Coast, someplace up northeast. And he needed a big jacket or coat, whatever he needed. I don't remember. I wasn't there. But my wife searched through the shop and found this. It was a beautiful jacket, she said, a big, long, but that something that looked great. He tried it on, and he said, this is wonderful. It fits. Because living here in Southern California, he doesn't have that kind of clothes. Not many of us do. But up northeast Pennsylvania and up north, northeast part of the United States, in the wintertime, you really better be dressed correctly. So anyway, he took the coat, and he was so thankful and so appreciative. And the feeling that my wife had, that she went and searched and found something, fortunately, it fit him perfect. He was as happy as a clam. And smiles all the way, everybody was happy. Simple little thing like that. She made little extra effort to be kind. And that she's been doing that as my wife only for the past 63 years, ladies and gentlemen. And I have been blessed in so many ways, but to share life with a hometown sweetheart, who's a wonderful one lady, she's a wonderful athlete in school. She was a piano player, and she was also the church organist, and she's still busy doing charity work for other organizations. Most of them are females, and that's terrific. And, of course, she's very much involved with the church. So it's just giving back to what the good Lord has given us. Share the love that he gives us with others. And she does that on a day-to-day basis. So we're waiting for Ron to come back because he's got some wonderful
ideas.
He's
back.
There he is. Welcome back. I filled in for as best I could.
Thank you so much.
But you're the boss.
We had to return some medical equipment that Mom was using in her apartment. She had breathing oxygen machines and stuff, and we had to turn that back into them because she was renting it. So we had to get that all squared away because she's in a nursing home and doesn't need that anymore. I was starting to say that in respect to and out of respect to the kindness campaign, and I know how much your heart and soul has gone into to do this and to kick this off, Len. I would like to offer to, and what we'll do, we'll work out the rest of the details later. We'll talk about it. But what I'd like to do is we'd like to choose whoever gets involved within the kindness campaign and handles the program to be recognized for promoting the kindness campaign, and that's what you're doing when you're a member of it. We're going to take it. I'm going to put up a weekend package vacation as a prize to the person that does the most and creates the most connections utilizing and promoting the cannabis campaign. And the RCLC Travel Solution Company will make that donation to the Golden Rule Society to make that happen. And we'll have that in writing, and you'll be able to put that on the website.
We'd be happy to do it, and that's all we're going to do. And I've talked to you, Ron, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to send out a one-minute email simply saying what Ron is talking about. Have you got a minute to help make it a better world? And I explain in that 1 minute what we're doing and what's available. And in the list are all of the gifts that I mentioned here today. And I'm going to send it out to all the people whose lives we have touched in an email. And I'm going to ask him simply, please forward the email to your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity, whoever, and everybody. And we want this to go worldwide because it's part of our kindness and for peace in the world. And we sure do need it. We don't need this killing of one another and all that bad jazz. We need kindness. And that's what's going to happen. So God bless you, Ron. You always come up with wonderful ideas to help make it a better world, and that's why we're here to serve. Back over to you, sir.
Well, again, I consider it a privilege, and I said to you early on, when you were developing the program, we said, and I know Gary Helfenstein is the other part of the partnership of working with you to help extend the reach to help make the program go viral. And I believe if we have an incentive for people that, gosh, if I just become do something kind for other people, I could still end up with a weekend of vacation. Let's say someone that's out on the West Coast. Well, we'll find a place and we'll make the reservation and we'll have a certificate and they'll be paid for. And they'll stay at this hotel or this complex, whatever it is. Or if they're down south, we'll do one in the south. You know, whoever wins the most, whoever does the most of this, we're going to give them the hostess. And let's say they're down in the southeast, so maybe it'll be something around, the Disney, the Orlando area or something, Miami. It could be up north. Maybe there's someone in the northeast that would like to have a weekend at one of the resorts or one of the programs. So we'll put the package together. And it'll be worthwhile in a certificate. And all they have to do is make the reservation and show up. And we'll do that. Or, maybe they're in the middle of the country and they're in Colorado and they want to go snowmobiling or something. We'll get a package that fits the person where they're at. We can customize the gift, but the gift will be a weekend package at some kind of resort. And that way someone can be rewarded for being kind. And it's the kind of thing that I like. I've been involved in doing things like this for different organizations for years, and I'm proud to be able to do it and be a part of it and serve.
Wow. You are courteous and you are kind, Ron. Keep up your great work. God bless you.
Ron, this country.
Hi, country boy.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing wonderful.
But Ron, things are always a little different in kingdom type of business, as Lynn was explaining earlier, kind of. What I've done is kind of shifted it around backwards. We all have all kinds of cliches that don't hold a grain of salt, and they talking about do unto others before they do unto you. What are you talking about, country? I'm talking about when people treat people. Lynn already explained it to you, but some people still don't get it. The golden rule, treat other people the way you want to be treated, but here's the trick. If you do unto others before they do unto you, I was riding down the road the other day and just waved my hand and the guy waved back at me. I was coming up the other way the other day and just looked over and the guy threw me a thumbs up. You remember they say smile and the world will smile back at you? That's what Lynn is trying to get everybody across America to do. Just be kind. It's not that complicated, Ron. It goes back to my old saying. You don't even have to have a GED in kindness. Nobody will ask you to see your resume. We don't care if you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. Just be kind today. So what happens is we can make it go viral by doing unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give love, hope, and kindness away, man, it keeps going. What goes around comes right back around. So that's what we're doing. We got some synergy that we're putting out into the atmosphere, and we'd like for people to simply be kind. Lynn, I can't hear that story enough. When your mama was sending you off for college, what did she tell you, Lynn?
Be nice. Be kind.
It's not
well,
hard, y'all.
This show gets easier and easier to do every week because of the amount of caring that is shown to the different folks in the league. You know, when you have a trailblazer like Len Cain, who you look at his track record, he's got fruit on the tree like nothing else. Nobody else. Why? Because he's given the most. He gets blessed the most. There's not. It's not a secret, and it's not, and it is because he chose to serve. See, when you choose to serve, God will bless you. It's people that don't want to choose to serve that want to be served. They wonder why their life is kind of not where they'd like it to be. Well, check out what they're doing to serve others. And if they don't have any fruit on the tree, it's because they're in it for them. And what happens is people like Len Cain continually, they have so much fruit on the tree and they're feeding the world. They're feeding the world with kindness. And wow, is that something great. I love to serve up kindness, hope, and love at lunch every day. That's what makes this show so special.
Ryan, let me interrupt one more time. I got a wonderful story. Just got off the phone with the executive director of Atlanta, Georgia. He's writing. We're getting ready to place Miss Bottoms as the mayor here in Atlanta. And, of course, y'all know times are real hard, and especially during the summer in Atlanta, you'll see all kinds of people. You'll see veterans standing on side the highway. You'll see people with shopping carts standing on side the highway. You'll see people sleeping underneath the bridges. But the new hustle, as we call it here in the Dirty South, the new hustle here in Atlanta is kids selling water on the corner. Y'all seen them before, right?
Yep.
Well, there's one kid that they just interviewed. He got arrested and pat down.
Oh.
And somebody called the law on him and told him he was standing on the corner selling drugs and he was selling water. When they interviewed the guy, he said he's been out there since he was 11. He's 15 now. He said he pays the rent every month because his mama's job got shut down. He's 15, y'all. He pays the mortgage every month. He gets up. He gets his big clothes and he puts layers of clothes on. He says his first stop is a local gas station around the corner. He runs in there and he buys a case of water with his little cooler that has wheels on it. His next stop, across the street to the BP station, he buys him a bag of ice. He's out there early. He's not drinking coffee at 5 o'clock in the morning. He's selling cool water at 5 o'clock in the morning. He said before 6:30 a.m. usually arrives. He said he usually makes $100 to $150 in the first hour if I get out there early, he says. He says my buddy comes through, Ron Clayton comes through early every morning. But when he buys his bottle of water, he gives me $10 and tells me to keep the change and keep your hustle up and keep your head up and keep your hope up high. He says all of a sudden, he's frightened. The police drives up on him. He don't know what to do. He can't go nowhere. He's going to run into the interstate. So what happens? They put it all over the news. We got to get these boys off the corner. I got the program, you guys. I'm getting ready to show the city of Atlanta how to turn water boys into businessmen. Yeah.
There you go.
They're going to be doing my – I'm getting ready to employ about 2,000 of them. Yesterday when we was talking about jobonomics, Ron, and I went out to the lake, and I was sitting out there spraying. I said, God, I just wish you would give me the power to employ people and show them how to work from home and run their own business. He said, I already gave it to you. Not what would Jesus do. He's already done everything he said he was going to do. He said, country boy, I gave you a water company. Did you buy it? I said, no. He said, did I show you how to operate it and set it up? Yes. He said, didn't I send you the attorney? I said, yes. He said, didn't I give you 14 different kinds of plastic bottles? Yes. He says, if people want to do it and they don't have the money, didn't I send you a factoring company? I said, yes. He said, what are you waiting on? Get her done. Back over you, Ron.
Well, you know, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that what you're doing, country boy, is spreading joy. And well, hopefully there'll be some people with some wisdom.
One more time, Ron. Ron, I just got a text message from a guy out of California. Michael said he saw me and heard me on the radio, and he wants to know if he can let the veterans sell the water. He's in California. I'm in Atlanta. I only said it an hour ago. Lynn, you know how we was talking about just a few minutes ago, Mr. Kane, how you was talking about video mails? That's what I call them.
Right.
Lynn, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes, I understand the video. I'm with you.
Now, I tell you what, Lynn, if you would have told your mother or father when you was getting ready to go off to school, one of these days, Mom, when I'm on the other side of the world out in the ocean, I'll call you up and we can talk to each other face-to-face, and while I'm talking to you, you'll be able to see my face in your phone. She probably would have spanked you for lying. Eyes have never seen and ears have never heard. Lynn, explain to, I know people come on the call at different points of time. Lynn, we got a few more seconds left. If you don't mind, tell them about what you do with the video mail, because Stevie Wonder just came off the radio. He was singing, I just call to say I love you. Lynn, tell somebody real quickly before we run out of time how somebody can reach out and touch somebody with their face attached to it. Can you share that with us one more time, sir?
Sure, absolutely, because it is such an impressive and pertinent type of a program, ladies and gentlemen, and it's on our website, and it's called the Success for You and the Video Your Video Email. And what you do is you log on, say, yes, I want to be part of the program. Next thing, you'll need a little video camera, and they're very inexpensive, but whenever you call somebody and you on your video, you send them the email. They receive it, open it up. Instead of reading, they're looking at your personality, your face, your smile, your concern, and it just touches the heartstrings. And why not communicate with people? If you are in business, thanking people for their business and being customers or clients or whatever. Or if you just need people to do them, to serve them. And here's what we're trying to do. And as you say, you call your mother or your dad or some dear, dear friend or family, and you say, hi, just thinking of you and just wanted to share the love and want to be sure that everything is fine with you. That tugs at the heartstrings. And it's on our GoldenRuleSociety.org, and it's very simple, your video emails, and that's the beauty of it. And I will be sending out video emails to everybody in the country and asking people to forward it to their family and friends because it benefits everybody. And again, I'm not selling anything. Why not take advantage of all the things that are available that we've been working for almost 50 years in our Golden Rule Society charity. Busy, doing the work of the Lord. So,
amen.
God bless you all, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, man, for doing that.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.
Great day, great weekend. God bless. Take good care and be safe.
God bless everybody.
Thank you.